Welcome back to Legally Logic. I've got my former radio show partner, Ed Yarb, here with me. And we did the Christy and Eddie show at B98.5. I don't even know if I can say that, but I just did. In Atlanta, and we had a ball, and we've stayed friends for nearly 30 years. And we have been talking about things spiritual, metaphysical, manifesting, turning things around, And that's what the idea of Legally Logic is. We're just going to go everywhere. We're going to talk about everything in every possible capacity that could help you. So that is our plan. Go to legallylogic.com and check us out. And you can also listen on all your favorite platforms, or you can watch the video on YouTube, edited by Ed Yarb. So, Eddie, the thing is, we know this stuff intellectually. Just because we know the right things to do doesn't mean that they always come easily. And I can look back now. This time a year ago, I was suicidal. I had this idea that what if I never meet another man?
And realistically, you know that is so far not the truth. But when you're in that headspace, how could you not meet another man? You could literally walk out of your house and meet another man.
Well, you know what I meant.
I know what you mean. When you're in that headspace, that's the declaration that comes out.
And so I was thinking, what if I never meet another man that I love who loves me? Is my life worth living? And I had to sit there and have a dark night of the soul and go, okay, I have still a lot left to contribute, whether there's a man involved or not, but I got to do some soul searching and get my head right. And yes, I would prefer to have a mate. But in the last year, I have done so much and I haven't stopped living. And so I think, and when that time came last year, I'd been there before. I'd been suicidal before. And every birthday I wake up and I go, oh, thank you, God, for letting me not kill myself.
Wow. That's difficult to hear for me. I mean, knowing you, you have a lot to offer. But let's go back for a second. The initial question that you said, what if I never meet another man? Or what if I never meet another soulmate? Whenever you find yourself in that, that's a desperate type of question.
Yeah.
Approach it from the other side and ask yourself, what if I met another man? It's the same question, but doesn't it have a sun on the horizon? What if I met another soulmate?
Yeah.
Then you're asking the question that really would move you to your goal. What if I met another man? Then you have other questions to ask. Am I ready for that? Am I able to do that? What does that look like?
So flip it to the positive.
Yeah, any other angle. I mean,
and let's say this is a health issue. Somebody is like, what if I die? What if I never get well? So flip it to
what if I live?
Got well.
Right. Yeah. Then you have more to pursue. Well, what does that look like? And what does living well look like? How do I get there? Then you have other things to think about other than your depression and that shroud that you put over yourself. I literally can see like a hoodie coming over and it's like, what if I never meet another man? It's very dark. And then it's like, well, what if I meet a man? And then your face is up. You're like, you're literally choosing to look around almost as where is that man? It's definitely any negative question you could ask me, I could spin in the positive.
Okay. Our country.
What is happening with our country, right?
The economy. Okay, so let's take that. The up and down stock market, the threat to Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, the Department of Education being potentially dismantled. Flip that around for me.
Okay, I do this on a daily basis. I read all the news. I study both sides of the equation. I hear all of the liberal fear. I see all of the Republican chest thumping, but it all comes down to how has this affected me, right?
Right.
So it's like, this country, I can still go wherever I want. The price of eggs, it may be $10 where you live now.
Yeah.
But do I need eggs right now? No. But oh my God, how am I going to buy eggs? Well, you're going to skip something else. You're going to put 2 gallons less in your tank this week so you can buy eggs. We have to deal with what is. If it's not affecting me right now, I don't worry about it, because putting worry out there, it just makes things worse for you.
And the other thing about worry is it undermines, for me, it undermines my emotional stability.
Right.
And so if I get caught up in worry and what could happen and what might happen, then I start feeling dysregulated. And then I can't be my best, happy, joyous self.
Can you give me an example of anything in your life that changed because you worried about it?
Not one damn thing. And I'll tell you one of the greatest gifts I ever got. My daughter decided to go to college, university in New York City, in Manhattan, 6 years in Lower Manhattan, right down the street from the World Trade Center, 6 years after 9/11. And she was a college girl. She was beautiful. She was on her own. And I knew she would be drinking and staying out late. I just, every night, I was like, God, please put your white light around my daughter. Please keep her safe. And she had a couple of close calls where she said something felt weird. She stopped and went back where there were people. But that was the greatest lesson for me in worrying about her up there is going to do me no good.
Right. So your worry became action. God, put your healing light around my daughter. That is not the same as worrying about her.
Right. Well, yeah, because the worry was, oh, my God, what happens? And then the solution for me was, God, please keep her safe. And then I surrendered it. Ooh, okay.
I believe.
Go ahead.
I believe on a spiritual level that you connected somehow with your daughter, and she, on some level, was aware that she needs to be a little more responsible with her life and take. That's the healing power. Any of this can be broken down into real life situations. I would hate the eye rollers to turn out just because you associate it with God. And I'm very spiritual too. And I can testify that I'm believing 100% what you're saying. But if you know how sound waves work in radio, if the sounds that we're putting out now, they continue on forever and they go. Do you not think that sound waves that we utter here in the privacy of our house have some ability to reach somebody somewhere else? It's a pretty weird and bizarre thought.
But so, yeah. I mean, we were in radio. We got to live it, experience it. And with digitizing and taping and all that, I mean, you and I would laugh. We spoke in English. And remember that we had a listener in Atlanta who would send our tapes to their brother in Mexico, who was a dentist, and he would play them. And the people, they said, would hear us laughing and they would crack up. They didn't understand a word we were saying. The laughter was contagious.
It's the energy. It's the energy. It's the electricity. So, yeah, I think the other part of that equation is whatever energy you put out, you're going to get back way more. So why put out that negative energy? If you put out stuff to worry, the universe is going to give you 1,000 other things to worry about, and you're changing nothing. But if you take action, I'm gonna pray that my daughter is watched over and makes the right decisions. That on itself is some sort of action. That's taking a negative and turning it into a positive. So the other part is, what do I have to live for? And it's like, why not live? What's out there? The problem is when we worry about something, we just don't have a guaranteed outcome. Oh, what if I never meet another? Well, the switching it around, it's about the journey. Oh, what if I meet somebody? Then it requires you to take steps. So worrying is lazy.
Worrying is laziness.
Yeah, because it allows you to sit there and be inactive. What if I just get fat until I die? That is a nice blanket to wrap yourself around and just sit there and think about it. And it's like, if you ask, what if I just keep food out of my mouth and get thin? And then it's like, oh, wow, I'll have to go walking. I'll have to go bowling. And then you take that half. Oh, I get to walk. I get to go bowling. I get to go swimming. It's so much brighter when you don't worry.
And this, I want to segue into the idea of surrender. And I call my higher power God. And if people want to eye roll, tune out, too bad, so sad. I don't really.
I'll tell you what, before you tune out, though, if you don't listen to this, you're going to miss something really good.
Yeah, because in my mind, my best thinking could not have come up with some of the fabulous things I have lived.
Right.
I have, in times of trouble or decision or confusion, or faced with multiple opportunities, I could go this way, that way, the other. I surrender to my higher power and I say, I don't know what's right, but you do.
Right.
God, universe, life force, whatever. But you do. And then all these little things will happen. I mean, you've had it happen with houses selling. I've had it happen. The house sold. I was able to rent a house that would take three dogs. I had to find another house that would take three dogs. It's like stuff just falls click, click, click into place if I surrender the outcome, not the work.
Well, it's here. I have breaking news for you. It's not all about you. Everybody needs help along the way. The bigger things we leave to God, the individual things. How many of us just don't hang out with enough of the right people to literally trust somebody else? Our immediate family. I mean, there's people in my immediate family that, that I wouldn't trust. But that good friend. You would trust with your life. We were speaking a while ago about I was never a good collaborator. That's why I was in radio. It's one show, one guy, right?
Me
And then all
too.
of a sudden we're in a morning show situation. And I was real worried about negotiating what our salary was going to be. And you said, trust me, I've been through this before. I know what we're worth. And you got more than I dreamed of because I didn't value what I did enough. And you had been around and know what the talent is worth, but surrendering that process to you, which I never would have done before, was so beneficial.
Aw, thank
I
you.
didn't have to worry about it, and it was more than I thought of. So along the way, I've met several producers in television and radio that I've had to collaborate with, and it's been wonderful. Whereas before, I always felt that nobody cared enough about my stuff to put in the same amount of work, care, dedication, whatever, about the work. But then when you surrender the process and you open it up, it's called a collaboration. And you don't give it up entirely. You see where they take it, And then you have a back and forth. And then it becomes this thing that, go back to your talking about the list, it becomes this thing that you never knew you always wanted or that you should have had. It never starts with denial or refusal. It always starts with a what if I can do this? What if this does happen?
Or yes, I'll try that.
Right. I had a photography business for real estate. I started it with no knowledge other than I knew that I had to come up with business cards. And I was a pretty decent photographer, but I knew how to put stuff in a frame and get it onto my computer. But I took pretty good pictures to begin with. So the skill kind of was there, but I had no idea how to run a business. And over 5 years of doing this, first of all, most small businesses fail in 2 to 3 years. But after 5 years, the business continued to grow. And I still have clients calling me today, now that the business is closed and I'm retired, looking to see if I'm still doing the business. The thing is, it's a learning process along the way. You start out with an idea and then you teach yourself. And it always starts with yes. Clients would call me up. Do you know how to do HDR photography? Yes, absolutely. Well, how much do you charge for that? I don't know, but I will get back to you. And then I would go, what in the hell is HDR photography? And then it turns out that it's this whole big process, but it's so much more money in the real estate business. And then I thought, well, I can learn this before I have to do it. So I just told the guy that I was booked 2 weeks out. I taught myself HDR photography in my own home, practiced with pictures of my own houses, and then that's how I learned to do that. But growth only comes with saying yes.
The power of yes.
The power of yes.
The power of yes.
And then figure it out. Let's go Fios. Figure it out, stupid. Fios is not just a fiber optic network. It's Now figure it out, stupid.
I love it. I love it. I think this is a great place for us to wrap
Yeah.
with the power of yes. The power of positivity, the power of switching the negative to positive,
Definitely.
and the power of surrender.
And openness and embracing the journey.
Yeah, I love that idea. It is about the journey because we can start out thinking we know what the destination is, but we may be called to go another way.
One day we'll do a podcast of yours specifically on the year that I walked. I want to talk about that a little bit.
And we did do one podcast on that, but I think we could go more in depth with the spiritual aspect of it.
The spiritual aspect and about the journey, because I tapped into something right at the beginning of that year of walks. My mission statement was the journey begins, and every single blog entry that I made ended with the journey continues. And I found out that that was one way to say there's another day that this needs to go on, and that I am on a new path. The journey, it's about the journey, is a great way to remember that there is no destination. It goes until we're done. And then it goes on.
Right. And there's a whole new
Oh,
destination.
yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. Eddie, I love you. Thank
Love you
you.
too.
Thanks for being here.
I love it. Let's pick through all your problems.
I like that idea. Let's pick through all my problems. Good God. Oh, thanks so much, Eddie, for being here. Thank you for listening to Leadly Logic. If you want to know more about us, go to leadlylogic.com. You can find us on YouTube and all of your favorite platforms, including now Blue Sky at Leadly Logic Blue Sky. For those of you who are fans, I am off of Twitter, just for the record. All right, thanks. We'll see you next week.